You're listening to Jazz London Live on Brooklyn's Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of the show. As you heard in the interview with Liam Noble, he was somebody that has become very intimate with the archive of Bill Evans, having transcribed four volumes of his solos for Hal Leonard, the publisher, and I'm sure still loves Bill Evans dearly, even though he said he kind of nearly did him in. Well, we've found some new Bill Evans. These things keep happening, don't they? These lost recordings keep showing up. This album, it's a double album called Evans in England, came in the form of an unexpected email. It appeared that an 84-year-old bootlegger called Joe mysteriously came out and admitted that in 2016 that he had these high-quality recordings. Clearly was somebody that turned up regularly and surreptitiously recorded gigs with some technology that was adequate to render a kind of archival release. Anyway, so this is the fourth project on Resonance Records that they've worked on. The first one was Bill Evans live at Art de Lugoff's Top of the Gate in 2012, which was a couple of concerts from 1968 that were actually recorded by Resonance's founder, George Klabin, when he was only 19 years old. So they brought that out. And then in 2016, there was an album that came out called Some Other Time with John DeJohnette on drums, their sort of short-lived trio configuration. And then in 2017, some Dutch recordings were brought out entitled Another Time. So yes, this Evans in England, it came out earlier this year on April the 13th, which is World Record Store Day. It's out now on two CDs. Really, really nice to have unreleased material of any kind. But this is particularly poignant because it's 50 years old. It dates from 1969 and features Eddie Gomez on bass and Marty Morell on drums. And they're working through some standard repertoire that they were very fond of at the time, including this first track, which is known to be George Gershwin's very last composition called Our Love Is Here to Stay from 1937.
Thank you.
That's wonderful, isn't it? That's Our Love Is Here to Stay, played by the Bill Evans Trio on this new release called Evans in England, with Eddie Gomez there on fine form. And apparently the contact was made via a French filmmaker, Leon Turjanian, who was the one that received this email from the bootlegger called Joe. And there's an essay about the story, I suppose, by the French filmmaker, Leon Turjanian, in the sleeve notes, and also one by Mark Myers, and a bunch of rare photos by Jean-Pierre Lalois, Chuck Stewart and Jan Persson. And the whole thing was mastered by Bernie Grundman, obviously a bit of a labour of love. I'm sure that there were some things that were quite tricky to bring out in the recording. Obviously, there's a lot of live sound of the venue, but it's kind of very fresh, isn't it? Well, so we go from George Gershwin's very last composition to an original by Bill Evans that is thought to be his first known composition, and that's very early. So it was written very early in his career, but I'm sure it's about a time in the morning when you get up, and it's it's kind of quite peaceful, and you can get your head straight. So it was written, I think, originally in 1949, and came out on Moonbeams for the first time in 1962. But this is a live version of Very Early. Thank you. wonderful tune by Bill Evans, played there by the Bill Evans Trio back in 1969. That was very early. And the third tune that I'm going to play, actually, I thought it was a Bill Evans original until I checked the list. It's Elsa. It turns out it's really by Earl Zindars, but it's one that he often is associated with, and a very beautiful version of it they played on this particular occasion. So this is Elsa.
Thank you.
Also, the date was at Ronnie Scott's in 1969. When this recording turned up, obviously it had to be verified because at that time the trio had been very busy, and actually Bill Evans was kind of dealing with heroin addiction at the time, and Resonance's label, Zev Feldman, said no one knew for certain who it was that had turned up that evening with a sort of trench coat on and a kind of tape recorder under his coat to record it. But they eventually got hold of the actual tapes and contacted the drummer Marty Morell and bassist Eddie Gomez to make sure that it was an actual recording of them playing, and also to kind of strike a deal with them to get properly recompensed for releasing this material at this late stage. So the last track that you just heard was Elsa, and there's lots more goodies on there, you know, Waltz for Debbie, fantastic selection of material that they were including in their set list at that time. So that's out now on Resonance Records.
You're listening to Jazz London Live on Brooklyn's Radio.